Shasta's Golden Years, 1850 to 1857. Non-stop activity resulted from Shasta's growing importance. Imagine the sounds and smells of this busy Gold Rush era town. Mostly men, but also women and children filled the street, the sidewalk, and the shops. Stagecoaches brought new arrivals daily. While many spoke English, others spoke German, Italian, Dutch, and Chinese. Freight wagons, drawn by teams of horses and mules, brought supplies from San Francisco and Sacramento. At one point, more than 2,000 mules worked out of Shasta. Their braying and neighing added to the clamor. The supplies they hauled were sold in town or sent by pack train directly to the increasingly far-flung mines. A sawmill ran almost nonstop to meet the growing demand for cut lumber. By the fall of 1850, numerous businesses were in place. These included stores owned by Bull Baker & Company, Tomlinson, Callahan Brothers, and the Isaac Brothers. Most of the shops were located along Main Street and were constructed of wood. This choice of building material would soon prove unfortunate for the young town. As with many other Gold Rush towns, fire was a constant threat to Shasta. In December 1852, the first in a series of devastating fires roared through the town. Many of the wood buildings were destroyed. Residents rebuilt, only to have all 70 businesses on Main Street burned 6 months later in the fire of June 1853. Two fires in 6 months convinced the residents of Shasta that something had to change. Like many other Gold Rush towns, Shasta chose to fight fire with brick. Brick buildings, complete with iron shutters and 10 inches of soil on the roofs, soon lined Main Street. Despite the loss of inventory and the cost of rebuilding, life in Shasta was profitable enough that construction on the brick buildings began immediately. By the end of 1853, three brick buildings stood on Main Street. Remnants of these first three buildings, owned and built by Jacobson & Company, Holub & Isaacs, and Bull Baker & Company, still stand as part of the South Side ruins. Between 1853 and 1857, 25 more brick buildings were built along Main Street. By the late 1850s, Shasta was home to the longest row of brick buildings north of San Francisco. These buildings represented the success and wealth of Shasta City.
To hear a description of the middle three buildings, please go to the file, lots 13 through 15.
To hear the story of why Shasta was all but abandoned, please go to the file, Shasta's Decline.